Hello and welcome to Hanalyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself, that is now transformed to the two Hannah podcasts that just like to talk about the variety of subjects.
That is the definition of a podcast.
It is. It really is. I am one of two Hannahs, Hannah Hart.
And I'm Hannah Gelb.
And today we're going to talk about what's at stake with all these deep fakes.
We are so relevant.
Oh, big time. I hope. No, I don't. I don't. Never mind. Enjoy! So we're going to be talking about the topic of deep fakes. Now, for those of you who don't really... can't really recall what a deep fake is off the top of your head. It's, you know, the latest and greatest unfortunate abuse of technology, where basically they make something not real. You know, basically, like you see a celebrity. For instance, one of the ones we watched together was Tom Cruise. This guy who does a really accurate Tom Cruise vocal impression now deep fakes Tom Cruise's face over his own face. And so that's what a deep fake is. It's fake and it's deep fake. That's what it means.
It's also deeply jarring. I don't understand how. Okay, like I saw, you know, The Green Knight. The fox in that movie looks less real than this deep fake of Tom Cruise. Yeah. Like, why?
By the way, I'm going to see The Green Knight tomorrow, so no spoilers.
Oh, my buddy, I'm so excited for you. Oh, please tell me all of your thoughts and opinions.
I'm excited too.
Yeah, so I don't understand how this technology came to be about. Like, how it's done.
Well, it's like video mapping. So it's basically like CGI. It can track. It's the same sort of thing that gives us our wonderful filters. Like, oh, look, now I'm a kitty cat talking. It's like AR. It's adapted reality. And that's how we can arrive at something like deepfakes, which are brainwashing people and are making things pretty much worse for everybody.
Right.
Sorry,
actually,
I'm just laughing because what a hellscape. Like, what the fuck?
Truly. I was not aware. Like, I knew people used this to make funny things or, like, silly things. I was not aware that people would use it for nefarious purposes. But, hey, it's humanity, so of course!
Oh, yeah. No. People are like, look at this clip of this politician saying this thing and it's fake. And then people get like called out like this is fake. So then it's like you have to go through this massive process of trying to identify what's real and what's fake. And the other thing that I feel like another use of deepfake technology. OK, so you have on one hand, and Hannah, I feel like you're getting distracted by the presence of the outline.
You are so correct. I'm like,
you can't read and listen at the same time, dude. Right. You're just reading.
I was reading.
Talk to me. I will guide you through the topic, and you just be yourself, okay?
Okay. You are okay. My interface through which I shall interact with this.
Yes.
Outline. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just see the screen. I could tell that Hannah's reading the outline because she stops emoting with her face. It gets that white ghost glow, and then she's just looking there. She just looks like she's reading. And I'm literally talking.
No, I cannot fake anything. To be real, I can't fake anything. I cannot fake. I can fake orgasms super well. Ooh. Which is sad to say. That's the only thing.
I don't think I've ever faked an orgasm in my life.
Oh my god, dude. You're so lucky.
Oh my god. I can't imagine you faking an orgasm just full stop only because of like how passionate your convictions are. Like I can't imagine a Gelby like allowing herself to do that, like that.
That's the worst.
My experience
part.
Of you is
yes,
contrary.
I know that is the. I mean,
that's enough of this.
It hasn't. It's not like
deep fake and fake orgasms. Boom. Title of the episode.
Oh fuck yeah. And yeah. Sorry, not to get too off topic here, but yeah. It is a betrayal of self every time.
Or just deep fake orgasms. Sorry.
Deep fake orgasms. Yeah.
Yeah. Deep fake orgasms.
I mean, it's a big issue. We should maybe we should do like a mini-sode that's just about faking orgasms, because there's so much wrapped up in there, like.
Oh,
how heterosexual men and women are like conditioned and educated about pleasure and sex and like what their, you know, role, whatever.
How like the advent of like so much pornography really like has really just set people up for failure in terms of human intimacy, because you want, like, there was I remember calling a phone sex hotline when I was a kid, because like it was on like late night ads, and I was like, hey, you know, when you're a kid and you're just like a weirdo and you're like, I'll dial that phone number, and then somebody was like, hi, my name is, and I was like, ah, click, ah, you know, and it was just like the recording, it was like, do you want a blood, and I'm like, ah, spooked.
I still don't understand why porn stars have to make, I'm like, are the real noises that women make not sexy enough? Why do they have to have this like unending of obvious fake?
Like, I know, but like that's the thing, is that a deep fake may seem obvious to you, but it's not obvious to another.
Dang,
right? Like right there. Man, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of, just real quick to just kind of talk about this fake orgasm topic, because I think it's actually, we stumbled across a really interesting topic here, Gelby. is that it implies, it's a built in, by it being like a status quo, like kind of thing, like where people are like, oh, I have a headache, haha. There are all these ways for the heterosexual dynamic to be pre-approved by society for lying to each other and not communicating and withholding your personal feelings, thoughts, needs, wants, etc., from literally your best friend, most intimate person, your number one. Like, why would you say I have a headache? Because if you didn't, what would happen? Like, if you were just like, I'm not in the mood, that's not good enough? ?
Dude, I mean,
you know?
Yeah, there's a lot. It's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on there. And just like faking an orgasm is like just the ego stroke that has to occur. But that's extra, extra, extra labor.
But it's also like safety. Because sometimes you're like, I don't.
You just want it to stop.
This person super well. Yeah. And like, you know what's so sad? Okay, this is what I think about all the time. Okay, in Vicky Cristina Barcelona, there is a scene where Scarlett Johansson and Javier Bardem are like kind of getting into it, like about to make out and make love, and then Scarlett Johansson feels sick, and Javier Bardem is like, "Oh my gosh, what do you need? How do I help you?" And every time I see that scene, I'm like, "Gosh, that's so nice that he didn't get angry at her for like not boning him in that moment." Cause, like, that's,
dude, that would be so fucked up if someone got angry at you for feeling sick.
Dude, I am telling you, you could probably pull 1,000 women and they would be like, oh yeah, I had the flu and my husband boyfriend was like, we can't have sex. Like, I would not be surprised if that is,
dude,
a real story.
That's wild. That's wild.
It's so awful.
I would be surprised, but man, that's so, wow, this is a rough little podcast today, everybody.
I mean, you hear stuff all the time. I saw something online the other day. This is actually one of Heather Hevrileski's. She answered this question magnificently, where this woman was like, my husband wants me to, like, get a vagina, like, surgery because I'm not tight enough anymore. And he's like, not really. And he kind of is like, that's a big deal for him. And she was like, oh, wow. Okay, let me tell you what to do. You should probably, staple something to his face that says fuck you. Get the fuck out. Because it was even more, it was like, literally the relationship hinges on me doing this. Like, he's like, I'm not going to be with you anymore if your vagina is not tight enough. Like, what the? Who are these people?
That is...
I can guarantee you that this man does not contribute anything to society, and yet he's like, I deserve the tightest of vaginas, even though I've been with this woman for 20 years! Like,
It's just... and also, like, really lacking creativity, buddy. You know?
Oh, yes!
Oh, just a serious lack of creativity there. Wow.
There are so many resources now.
Dude, I'm really glad you're bringing this up, because I feel like on the podcast we do honor queer topics a lot. And I have to say, man, like, this is something that this entire, like, thought spectrum is something that is just really, truly absent from my life. And it makes me feel kind of in a way like, you know, like I'm an ally to you, man. Like,
oh, thank you, my friend.
You know, just that you're a human being, just worthy of just decent treatment, the same way you're an ally to me, dude.
Right. And you know, I will say, like, this kind of stuff, it hurts everybody. It's not just hurting women. It hurts
men.
Everybody.
It hurts men too.
Honestly, I think
it's all people.
It just keeps people buying stuff. I'm like, that's my only thing I can come up with.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
It keeps the economy going.
100%. You know, so it's hard, you know. So in that,
so
I guess
really
that
just like fake stuff,
just fakeness. Really, in that we can only create what's real for ourselves. You know, what's on our own personal realities and our relationship to the world around us. And that's just for those of you who were thinking, I'm out. I can't listen to another second of this episode. I didn't, just in case you were about to bounce. I just wanted to give you what my summation real quick at the middle point here, because when we get back, we're going to take a quick break, and then Hannah and I are going to do some deep fake quiz to see if we can identify what's real and what's not. Okay? And one of the items is going to be whether Hannah Gelb faking an orgasm. No, please don't. Don't do that.
That would be so awful.
It would be awful for all of us. Okay, we'll be right back. Speaking of deepfakes, can I tell you one of the things I really don't like about modern media? Sorry, I thought I told you guys after the break we were going to pivot. But no, this is a light grievance. Of the grievances out there in the world, this is a lighter one. You know what I don't like? And this relates to deepfakes. I don't like when the thing that's happened now in movies and television and film, where they de-age an actor's face. You know? Mm. I hate that. Young Tony Stark could have been played by a totally different actor, and I would not have cared at all. You know? Young Robert De Niro. Right. Like, when did you ever see that movie that came out recently about the... it was like Robert De Niro, and he was like the Irishman. Did you see the Irishman?
Oh, I didn't. I have... Like, I'm not that into... Martin Scorsese's movies about guys in suits talking to each other.
Like, about working class mafia politic inner dynamic blah blah. It actually ended up being about the unions in a lot of ways, which was really interesting. But anyway, The Irishman, you know, here you have Robert De Niro, an aged man, but they have deep faked his face, not his hands. So think about that. They deep faked his face. Whoa. But he still moves like he looked like he was wearing a stuffed suit. Like, he still moves like an old man. You know what I mean? And here he is, like, playing this young guy, but his shoulders are like, he was like wearing fake, you could just tell he was wearing like padding, you know? And it was distracting.
That is, I feel like this kind of a deep fake, because we have like, okay, we have Steve Rogers. And I feel like that was in service of the story.
Oh, well, yeah, that's like, a part of, like, Captain America. Yeah. But then also,
and then this
Steve
is...
Rogers They used like makeup and stuff too. Like they aged him.
Oh yeah. This I feel like is just spitting in God's face.
It is.
That's why we have actors of all ages.
It is. And then you know what else I hate? It's also so then not only so deepfakes in this. So not only do we have manipulation, right? We also have this rejection of time passing and death, right? Because like, look at Carrie Fisher. Look, if you've read Carrie Fisher's books or you know about Carrie Fisher, like, we should do an entire episode about how great Carrie Fisher is. I would love to do that. She's so great. For sure. She is probably not loving the fact that they're just animating her, like, and her character, like, in the Star Wars movies. Like, how do you sign away that right? That we can use deep fake technology to literally create Princess Leia and have them do whatever we want forever?
Yeah, dude, especially since she's dead.
That's what, like, I'm saying. Is that suddenly, like, you don't own the rights? Not even about ownership, but just, like, yeah. Let her die, dude. Yeah. She's dead. Let's grieve.
Yeah, like, remember when they did that, like, hologram?
Yeah.
Or holograph?
Yeah.
Of, like, Prince after he passed away? It's like, yeah, it's like, what line are you not willing to cross for, like, entertainment? It's
like we can't even let celebrities have lost so much of their personhood that public figures can't even die. That's fucking weird and fucked, you know?
Dude, that's a really really good way to put it. Very interesting.
It's really interesting.
Question.
Yeah, rejection of age, death, impermanence. Like in this way, we have deep fake technology to create manipulation and havoc and blah. And then in the next, we have it to reject impermanence, or to reject the finite nature of the gift we call life. Like, damn, how much more respect for the value of life can we get, you know? Like, can we lose here?
I mean, we're not very good at not crossing bad
lines. No.
Like, for example, splitting the atom. I don't think that was necessary. Yeah,
did we have to do that? So surgical. So like, we're always sticking stuff places it don't belong.
Like, you know, I think that was a, like, you know, we could do this. We could also choose not to. But yeah. And it's weird too, because I wonder what, you know, like, different people would say, but whenever I've seen that technique used, like in, you know, they made the Neutron and they had like a Jeff Bridges, young Jeff Bridges, or like, yeah, Star Wars, you're always like, whoa, kind of cool. But you also feel like, kind of sick and weird.
Yes, you also feel kind of sick and weird.
It's very unsettling. Like, it's unsettling
because it's quote unquote unnatural. And I, unfortunately for me, the word unnatural has been totally ruined by people who are like, you know, anti abortion and anti gay and like all that stuff. It's like every time I think of natural versus unnatural, I can't help it. I kind of get a little like, puts the hairs up on the back, and I'm like, what's fucking natural? But I'm sorry, but like reanimating somebody's corpse so that you can continue to market them, so that you can continue to make money. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say it's unnatural. Hannigel, you know, clearly you and I have lots of thoughts and opinions, but let me ask you this, buddy. If you were to take a deep fake quiz, how well do you think you could spot some deep fakes?
Oh, yay. Gosh, well, I was just thinking, I'm like, luckily, I feel like this human soul mind is so...
You're going to try and look for light in the eyes? Is that your strat?
It's so amazing, and also parts of it are so incorruptible. Like, you, like, watching those, like, movies with the fake young people, you instantly are like, that's not a real person.
Something's wrong. Uncanny Valley. Something's off. Something's wrong. Like, this isn't right.
You couldn't even say exactly what it is, but you're like, it's like, you know, the fox in The Green Knight. I'm like, that's not a real fox. Like, instantly. Because I'm in the world. And I know what the world looks like.
See, but that's the disturbing part is even, like, I would say that you as somebody who is, feels a great... emotional connection. You're a very sensory person, you know. You're an artist. You take in images, words, sounds, energies, etc. Like, that is a part of your nature and my nature as well. And I think and like, and basically everyone we know, but there are lots of people out there who don't pick up on those nuances. Maybe people who, I don't know, are less hypervigilant and traumatized, who knows, but like, just don't, right. You know, who aren't always looking for that little flicker of anger in somebody's eyes or whatever. No. So I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think I'd be pretty good at spotting deep fakes too. Like, do you, you know, like you can feel that it's unnatural. So why don't we?
I bet there are some where I cannot. And that is, especially if you don't know, like, it's one thing if you're like, oh, okay, I'm watching a movie and then this one thing isn't real. But if it's like this new alternate place that's not even, you've never even seen before with like, you know, like that, there's this one deep fake of just like 9 different movies, like all their dance floors coming together. Like, I don't know if you had showed me that, I'd be like, well, I can't tell. Yeah.
I think that the ones that are really dangerous are the ones that people use for political malice and manipulation strategies. Those are the ones that really.
Are there like no, like, do we have like a list of like documented, like, this was a deep fake of Joe Biden saying that
there, a lot of their websites blood. Like Snopes like goes out and tries to suss things out. I mean, people are trying to get better at tagging and reporting and acknowledging that, but when you lose the inherent trust of an entire community, like, and for the, in this instance, it's the brainwashed community of cuckoo banana pants of people who are so lost and so frightened.
And in pain.
It's that those that they don't even believe you when you tell some that it's fake, and that's when you've really, when we can't agree on a shared reality or a shared myth, that's where we really enter into culturally divided territory. You know, for instance, the reality of racial justice in America. You know,
I was gonna say, oh, like how racism is still very real.
Yeah, still very real, relevant. Okay, so Hannah, in the chat, I have sent you a quiz. This is from spopdeepfakes.org. If you guys are listening to this on our Patreon, you can go ahead and check out the post that we posted there, or from our Patreon, where we have posted the links to various deepfake quizzes, should you be so inclined to give them a try yourself. Hanny, let me know when you have this link open before you.
I have it open.
Excellent. Okay, so spot the deepfake. So here is, would you like to read, what is a deepfake anyway?
Yes. I thank you so much, website, for saying what it is. Okay.
Word.
A deepfake is a photo, video, or audio track created using artificial intelligence techniques to realistically simulate or alter people's faces, movements, and voices, among other simulations. So literally everything. Where else do you think you have seen deepfakes before? Check all that apply.
Okay, and the options are movies, Alexa, like voice assistant, Siri Alexa, social media filters, and I don't think I've ever seen them before.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought that social media filters counted, but there you go.
Yeah, dude, they do. Like, you're not really a cat.
Yeah, it's just
I know, I hate to be the one that says it, you know?
Gosh, this makes me think of that fake singer, the Japanese singer that's like a composite person with a composite voice, and she's like a hologram cartoon. Her name is Lemieux, and she has concerts and stuff, and people go, and they're like, we fucking love this shit.
See, but like, that is a fake person, so it's not a deep fake, because they're not real. They just are art. They are an animated creature.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's not like, mm-hmm. This is a real person, this magic blue-haired, 7-foot-tall, double D, like anime girl. She's
double
real.
D, 105.
So, see, to me, that is an appropriate use of adaptive reality, virtual reality, technology, and that sort of thing. So this is
I was not making the distinction there between fake and deep fake. Gosh, okay.
I know. Okay, so I guess we got the first answer right. I checked everything. I checked movies, Siri, and social media.
Same here.
Samesies? Okay, great. So moving right along. Question two, types of deepfakes. Deepfakes can come in many forms. What forms can they take? Photo, video, audio, or all of the above?
All of the above. Gosh, all I really of the hate above. This word. You know, now more than ever, we have so many words that make me think of 1984. Like,
yeah, dude.
Deepfake. Ugh.
Dude, okay. I know. Okay, question three.
Question three. What are the terms? Deepfakes are specifically created using artificial intelligence. However, you may have also heard terms like cheap fake, oh God, or shallow fake to describe other types of manipulation. Which of the following are examples of cheap fakes? Okay, this is interesting because I have not heard of this. So,
neither have I.
The answers are slowing down a video, enhancing color, replacing audio, editing out an important section of video. Okay, I'm going to go with replacing audio and editing out an important section of video.
I'm going to go with all of the above.
Oh, dang.
I'm going to go with all of the above, man. You know, because... Actually,
I'll do everything except enhancing color.
Okay, so let me tell you, though, why I think... Well, let's find out. All of the above, yeah.
Oh, dang. I was wrong.
But, dude, it's so, like, if people are like, look at Hillary Clinton's demon eyes, and they, like, you know, make the eyes really red, it's like, this is the mark of the beast. Dude, I'm telling you, this is what they're saying. Like, wow. Guys, full disclosure, the talk radio, the alt-right, right-wing talk radio has gotten so crazy that my mom is like, this is a lot. Like... Okay.
Oh man.
Dude, like she's like, yeah. I don't know.
It's too bad because like, she's like, I am thinking, if you're a person who will see a photo of someone with red eyes and in your heart and mind and soul you're like, that person is associated with the devil. I feel like we would have so much fun in all these other ways hanging out together, you know. But like, because I'm like, that's pretty wacky and cool. I love like watching Supernatural. Like,
yeah, you wish. Yeah, you wish they were like. But see, that's the thing, though, dude, is that they probably think Supernatural. This is your Jew is showing, man. The devil. Like, that's what's happening. Is that no. The devil is not the cool, fun-loving other half of existence that we associate with the study of the dark arts, my friend. No. You have to remember. That theological, that doctrine is dependent on a moral compass of goodness and badness and superiority and control. Right. You know what I mean? It's not just, there's not balance in all things. There's the right way, the right. Good,
it's not
truth.
Like the sexy fun, like, you know, like pagan, like.
Speaking of paganism, let's go big for Halloween this year. Like, let's do it. Like, let's have a feast. Okay, let's have a festivus. Okay, moving right along. The answer, by the way, everybody, is all of the above. Deepfake technology is relatively new, but editing photos, videos, and audio is not. What sets deepfake apart is the use of AI, artificial intelligence, to improve and speed up the process. This allows previously time-consuming and complicated manipulations to be performed in a fraction of the time. Which is bad because that just means regular all hoobadaboo. It just means it's so much easier for people who might otherwise not do something difficult to do difficult bad things pretty quick.
I just don't I barely have the energy to make dinner. I don't understand how people have the energy to make a deep fake political video.
Money probably. I'm probably like, I know that the whole InfoWars guy, like, that's just a giant scam. Like, oh, I mean, he is, you know, out of his, he's a little cuckoo banana pants. But what happens is that when people get money or attention, I mean, I don't know what actually compels people. Is it anarchy? Is it chaos? Is it like, do they have even a political stance, or are they just trying to be a chaotic neutral, even? I don't even know. Lawful?
It could be all of those. I mean, I know Like, for example, when I got really mad at my landlord, I was like, oh, this is an anger that could move me to.
Are you going to talk about violence again?
No, I'm just saying, like, no. I'm just saying, like, you might, like, I might say, again, I'm like, how do people do this? But then I'm like, I'm probably going to put effort into putting my landlord on every extremely progressive mailing list.
Question number four is our first image, okay?
This is
Are you on question four?
Yes, I am.
Question number four. Which one is real and which is a deepfake? Watch the inconsistency around the eyes. Yeah, I mean, this one kinda...
Already I feel judged. Okay, wow, this is... I'm going to say... It's the second one.
Photos A or B, which one do you think is real? I think B is real.
Really? Okay.
Oh, sorry. I think A is real. My bad. I did it opposite.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think A is real too.
Yeah. A is real. And?
Oh, yes! We're going to survive! We'll survive!
We did it! We did it! It says, the area around the eyes and glasses in particular are too difficult to for deep fake technology to accurately fabricate. So pay attention to those kind of like details. Pay attention to the image and the video on a whole. While the most effective type of deep fake is facial transformation, image and audio can be manipulated. Yes, yes, yes. Driving your point home. Okay, here we go. Ooh, this one's a video. You ready?
Oh, this one is nearly, oh my God. This one says, are you up for a challenge? This one is nearly impossible to detect. Don't be discouraged if it is hard. It is supposed to be. Do you think you can tell which one is real and which one is a deep fake?
Okay. Let's watch them now. Okay. First one is only 10 seconds long. Oh, my God. Okay. Second one. What the fuck? This is hard. Basically, listeners, it's the same scene. And the difference... is imperceivable. It's a man sitting in a chair and he's saying one sentence. It's only 10 seconds long. And then the video, it's like the worst version of the highlights game. Spot the difference.
He's like giving a little seminar. I'm gonna watch him one more time.
Okay.
Cause like, you know, I'm like, well, is it the voice? Is it the eyes? Is it the words? Is it... Okay.
God. I can't tell the difference. It's a guy basically giving a seminar. I can't tell the difference. I'm just going to answer.
Dude, no idea. I'm going to say.
I'm even like watching the shadow.
It's the second one. That's smart, dude.
I'm even watching the shadow. I'm looking in the mirror.
Right.
His eyes and face.
This is like one of those where they're like, can you spot the difference in this photo map at Denny's?
I know, right? Okay, I'm just gonna say B is real. Just because. Let me know when you're ready to submit.
Okay.
Gail.
Okay, just pick one, man. B is real.
B? You're okay, okay. I know. I wanna win too, but B is real. Oh! We did it!
You know, I think it's because it included subtitles. And there was a part in the first one where he... It seemed like the speech didn't match up with the subtitle. That's what I thought. But apparently it was the flickering glasses.
Yeah, that's what I looked at that. So I started just really focusing in on his face. And then I was like, I feel like his glasses, like the line of his glasses is off. You know? Mm-hmm. But that was
hard. It's a small image. It's not like, you know... His face is like 4 pixels high.
God, why do people... Oh, hey, okay. Well, question 6 says, why do people even make deepfakes?
Oh, this is great.
I know. One strategy to identify deepfakes is to think about why the media was created.
Period. Why the media was created, period. Wait, that what? Is like such a huge...
Is this question huge... deepfaking me? Is this a deepfake question?
I mean,
question?
Why the media was created, that is a college class.
One way of approaching this is to think, why was media created? Or why was the media created? Okay, so the media you're watching.
Oh, the media itself. Okay. Okay, not just all media of all time.
My bad. Okay, so the question is a link to another video. It says, can you tell if this video of British politician Jeremy Corbyn running against Boris Johnson is a deepfake by thinking about someone's motivation for creating the video? Okay, let's watch. It's only 14 seconds. We'll see if he's like, I eat babies. Okay, well,
it does say he's running against Boris Johnson, and then in this video he says, I hope you support Boris Johnson, so.
Yeah, no, so that's clear. That, see, that's what, that, that's the kind of fake that I'm like, yeah, right. Okay,
but who
so
exactly. Okay. Let's say, if there was a video of AOC, and she was like, I hope that you will support Ted Cruz and all that he does and his beliefs.
Dude.
And, like, no, who would be like, oh.
A lot of people, wow. Dude. That's the
AOC
worst part.
AOC really did a little switcheroo there.
No, a lot of people, dude. That's the worst part. And I will say this, like, you know, it just, isn't it illegal to make a deepfake? Because, like, don't people have rights to their likenesses? You know?
Yeah, like, that's right, because you can't just, like, film anywhere. You have right. to get a permit to film.
Well, actually, that's in California, babe. That's a state thing. But, like, in all advertising or in media, you can't just grab some celebrity or grab somebody. Like, people have to sign their rights away. So this imitation.
Right.
But and then again, it's not. Money. Oh, God, but it's not really them. But it's really their face. But it's not really their. I don't fucking. That seems weird. Oh but this seems illegal. Let's move on.
This has to be a big headache for lawyers.
Like, it's got to be illegal. Okay, Hannah Gell, read us question 7. I hope this is helping, guys, because I feel like, you know, this quiz is doing a good job. I do feel like I'm learning a little bit about how to spot deepfakes.
Me too. No, I'm really, I honestly, because I did not know this was just happening every day. I was like, oh yeah, it's for when you want to see Kirsten Dunst as the older version of herself in Little Women. No, it's too... destabilize the government and dismantle everything.
It is.
Brick by brick.
Brick by brick. Okay, question 7.
What is the impact of deepfaking? In order to help identify a deepfake's context, it can be helpful to think about the intentional and unintentional consequences of the media in question. Now, see here, I feel like this is above and beyond the... I feel like...
I know. This is a little bit frustrating because it's like, to spot a deepfake, use comprehensive thinking.
Right. Use the skills that no one encourages you to use ever.
Or develop if they're not your natural skill set or like if they're not your strength. I can't believe I said natural again. If they're not like an inherent, innate quality of you, comprehension, like critical thinking. It's literally, to identify a deepfake. Apply critical thinking. But hey, look, it's doing a service because it's breaking it down step by step, and I am grateful for it. Okay.
It totally is. And it's clearly like, hey, I know that you can do this. Even if you're out of practice, you are capable of critical thinking.
Yes.
And that is very encouraging.
Yes. So, okay, read us a question.
To start from the top, in order to help identify a deepfake's context, it can be helpful to think about the intentional and unintentional consequences of the media in question. Can you tell if this video of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is a deepfake by thinking about what its consequences might be?
Mm.
Okay. So here we have an 18-second video of Boris Johnson talking.
I mean...
I feel like I do not know enough about how the government works in England.
I'm pretty sure they don't want to dissolve Parliament. This video was Boris Johnson saying that he met with the Queen earlier and he wants to dissolve Parliament. And so,
but then I'm like, well, do they always dissolve Parliament when they have an election? Is that just something that happens when there's a? But like, dissolve just dissolve parliament?
I'm yeah, like, I don't what? Know. I think it's probably fake. I also have to. Oh, well, never mind.
Okay, wait, don't tell me, Okay,
sorry, my bad.
I was like, I'm gonna because I can't tell if this video is if this question is like we're really gonna help you out. Because he's saying he's dissolving parliament.
I don't know. But that might be a normal thing because we don't know.
That might be a normal thing. Okay, you know what? I have to say, watching it the first time, I was like, this seems kind of real. I'm going to say it's real.
Okay, you're right. This video of Boris Johnson announcing the 2019 UK general election is real. However, a deep fake with this information could have far-reaching consequences, causing confusion among voters. Okay, so it's a real video, but I got to chalk that up to just being an American who knows nothing about how British government works. Question number 8. Is trust enough? Imagine a person who stays up to date on current events through news sources they trust. What can they do to minimize the negative impact of deep fakes?
I have a question here. Let's say I trust the New York Times, but like, you know, the New York Times is owned by a corporation and I don't know every single person who works there and I don't know who those people talk to every day or what their interests are. Like, how can you actually be 100% sure that any source is really trustworthy? Or you just have to be like, well, I got to hedge my bets. These people seem to like putting together their manifesto and the people who work for them and the stuff they put out. I can say that they are actually really care.
You know, Hannah, I'm really glad you asked that question because in this question, the options are. To answer your question, that's what this question is asking you to do. Right. It's how do you know to trust? Is trust enough? Do you A, only believe sources that only believe stories that come from sources they trust? B, do not share or watch shared videos on social media? C, don't believe any news that comes from a biased source? Or D, think about the broader context of the media they see?
But I'm saying, like, is there any truth anywhere?
Okay. Well, I'm going to say...
No, you're right.
I'm going to say...
Oh.
I'm going to say D.
All of these.
I'm going to say D. The only way to avoid is to think about the broader context of any media you see. That's what I think. It's to have a breadth of knowledge and multiple types of sources, blah, 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 blah. Because then you can be aware of people's agendas and you're like, huh, how funny that this video perfectly aligns with so-and-so's agenda. It's probably fake. You know what I mean?
Right. I think you're totally right. It's kind of like looking at a piece of art. It's like if you know about the artist's life and the time that they lived in and their personality, it's going to make a lot more sense to you.
It will. Okay, Hannah, which one did you answer? The same?
I also put D, yeah.
Great job! Advances in technology have made deepfakes very hard to identify. Relying on trusted news sources is a great start, but don't forget to apply your own critical thinking. Yeah, that's what it all comes down to, man. You gotta have... But critical thinking is exactly the thing that so many people who are easily swayed are lacking. It's critical thinking. Okay, we got this. We can get through the last two questions on this quiz.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I'm a very gullible, like, trusting person.
That doesn't mean you don't have critical thinking skills. Trusting.
But I also have a hard time trusting my own skills and intellect. So that makes it hard.
That is a really valid point. Reasonable doubt, perhaps? Go ahead. You're literally doing the thing where you're natural. See, dude, you are a critical thinker. You're predicting questions in the direction. You're like, well, this brings up another thought I'm having. And you could have written this quiz had you done the research. Like, literally. Question number 9. I'm just going to read it now. Reasonable doubt? Imagine you come across a photo or video that you've never seen before. What cues should prompt you to think more critically about the context of the photo and video? Check all that apply. 1, you experience a strong emotional response or gut reaction, outrage, or extreme validation. 2, you notice words or actions inconsistent with what you know of a person or organization. And 3, overall, things seem too good, too bad, or too outlandish to be true.
So, yeah, seems like all of those.
I think it's all of those, right? Let's click.
Yeah.
Ding! Good thinking! All indicators.
However, you still do get, I mean, just the news, like, just the what happens sometimes is like, this cannot possibly be real. Like, you know, Texas banning all abortion. You're like, no.
Oh my God, I know. But, you know, but the thing is that a lot of people, again, as I pointed out earlier, are not moved to emotional response very easily. Unfortunately, we live amongst, we have a lot of desensitization about. So that's why creators of manipulative deepfakes and other media often try to trigger people to think with their heart instead of their head by eliciting an emotional response from you. It's manipulation. I mean, it's just, it's propaganda, you know, but it's just like even more sinister.
Ugh, God.
Okay. Hannah, what do you think the next question's going to
be? Gosh. Is there any hope?
Oh, my God!
Oh, look at that, number 10. So what can you do when you come across a potential deepfake?
I'm like, are you deepfaking me? Are you literally just this quiz come to life right now, or what?
I'm just, you know, I love when you said, Hannah Hart, on your solo episode a few episodes ago, like, I am prone to defeat, because I just feel like, I'm like, well, it's over. We had a good run. I mean, not even, it wasn't even that good. We mostly hurt a lot of people. Let's call it. Let's
you mean humanity call it. In general?
It's humanity in general. Okay. What can you do?
The final question of the quiz. Question 10.
Yes. When you come across a potential deepfake, the first thing you should do is stop in all capital letters and think, what are potential next steps you can take? A, shrug and accept that you're helpless. And can't trust anything anymore. Okay, I feel a little attacked, but it's fair.
I mean.
B, share on social media anyway. C, compare the media to other reports. Share on social media stating it is fake. Oh.
Or D, share on social media stating it's fake.
Sorry. Yeah. So, God, I would say compare the media to other reports.
I would also say compare the media to other reports. That's usually one of the first things I do. Like, I go on Reddit late at night when I'm at my most vulnerable, which is probably just such a bad habit. I'm supposed to replace it with reading books. Anyway, and I see something and I'm like, but the good thing about Reddit is that people always comment right away, that's fake. And you're like, oh, got it. But still the emotional, right. It's like it doesn't matter. The manipulation has already taken place. It already gets you to think about it. And it already gets you to think about it in the way they want you to, even if you're like, oh, never mind. But you're all activated with your lizard brain, you know?
That's such a good point, Hannah Hart. Yeah, it's like, it doesn't even, that's why you're so right. It doesn't even matter. Someone's like, no, that wasn't real. And you're like, I'm still angry.
Right, and so this advice of stop and think is,
woo, I mean, kinda, most, okay.
Your first step is to stop and think clearly. I mean, that's not really advice, man, because people get, like, if you flip your lid, you're like, what the, I'm very active. Oh, wait, what? Stop and think clearly?
I mean,
oh, but of
that
course.
That is just really good advice for any
interaction.
If you're feeling very, any reactive, when you're feeling like, oh my God, I'm so reactive, like, that is. But see, that's another problem. It's like, I feel like the majority of humans do not have that skill alone to be like, maybe I shouldn't say that, you know, having to wear a mask is kind of like being a Jew in the Holocaust. Like,
yeah,
that would have been a great opportunity for someone to stop and think. Did they? No.
No, they didn't.
But,
and
you know what's
interesting? Dude, that's a good full circled moment too, man. Like, yes. Way to
so
bring it
first
back.
At first I thought, share on social media stating it is fake would be helpful, but then I was like, well, no, because people will just see it and have that reaction.
Also, you don't know,
probably won't even,
whether or not it's fake yet, because you haven't compared it to other sources. Like, you don't know yet. So you're
right,
still just stating something as fact, even though it's opinion. And that early on in the days of social media, and I'm just going to do a quick soapbox before we wrap this up. But hey, guys, if you can't get enough, you should check out our Patreon, because we have even longer takes and bonus episodes, uncut versions, excerpts, etc. If you little do you know the rant shortening that has occurred today.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, but what I was going to say is that One of the things I found so adverse about social media and what it's become is people stating opinion as fact. And I think we all forget that by virtue of someone making a statement, even if they don't say I think or I feel or I anything, and they just make a blunt statement, having your own personal sense of awareness, like when you feel upset by that, just remember it's not a fact, it's their opinion. When people are like, the abortion women like are bad, it's like literally what that person's tweeted is, I think women are bad. And it helps depersonalize right. the feeling. That's a strategy I use. I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just put, I think, yeah. I feel in front of anything that you see that is upsetting. And it will help you realize, oh, that's just a fucking person. Because we're used to reading right. things and taking it in. Because it used mm-hmm. to be like, and reading information was good.
And I think, yeah, it's helpful to also ask, why is this person saying this on Twitter? Because Twitter is basically masturbating to the sound of your own voice. I mean, you're just Twitter's like yeah. it's like a huge room where every person in the world is yelling at the same time. It's yep. not where you act. It's nothing gets done on Twitter.
I will say I will say though, it was an incredible resource for me to learn to go off and pursue other resources. Like without Twitter, I wouldn't have known like what documentaries to watch or what movies, blah, blah, blah. Like what other resources are out there. Twitter's great for directing you off of it, off Twitter.
That's a good point. And you know, there are people who are just trying to be helpful and post. Like I thought Twitter was very helpful when like, you know, when like Black Lives Matter was happening like 2 summers ago. I mean, Black Lives Matter is always happening, but like, with all of the activity and stuff when the pandemic first started. So it's not all
Seeing a community of people who, you know, for motivating or, you know, there is like the good side of it, which is the community interaction. But no, I think for the most part, people are really losing sight of that more and more. But not us, guys. Not us, which is why here on Hanalyze This, you are a part of our community, and we are grateful for every interaction we have with all of our beautiful, wonderful earbuds and our supporters on Anchor. We have 2 Anchor supporters and a whole lot of patrons. We've recently updated the perks and the tiers, we are going to recently update those soon, so look out for that. But for the most part, you know, I'm just so grateful you guys are here. We are a small but robust community of listeners and thinkers and critical blinkers.
Critical blinkers. Oh, my buddy, we didn't actually answer question 10.
We didn't?
Compare media. Once you identify that you may be responding strongly to a potential deepfake, your first step is to stop and make sure you are thinking clearly. Wow. I mean, already going so above and beyond. But what if you still have doubts? Among other steps, you can find other coverage, do a reverse image search to see if there are any existing Ooh. Photos or videos that might have been used as a base for a deepfake, and look up the original source to figure out if it is legitimate. Wow.
That's a lot of work. And hope is not lost. There is a path before you. And unfortunately, that path involves taking a series of actions. So what the hell? Why not just get off social media and then you won't see it?
And also, we're not even gonna have electricity soon, so like okay. it's not gonna be an issue.
Hey man, water's gonna go first, come on now. Anyway, I hope that you guys have enjoyed listening to today's episode. If you are feeling scared and overwhelmed, talk about it. Don't worry, you know, with us, you know, we're
yes, and there are, you know, there are actually many positive outlooks on the future. I know, like my dear papa, he recommended to me a book by Rebecca Solnit called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's about how hard times bring people together. Like, if we are alive, there is hope.
So long as we are breathing, anything is possible. And I literally tell myself that sentence every day. So, you know, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I love you guys. I love all my earbuds. I love all of you. If you guys want to see more of me or spend time with me, you can go to twitch.tv/thisheartomine. If that's not your fancy, then go ahead and head to patreon.com/hanalyzethis. That's patreon.com/hanalyzethis, where you can become a soldier of love and justice for as much as a cup of excellent coffee, $5. But you don't, you know, if you don't have the funds, don't worry about it. But we'd appreciate just any acknowledgement of your support in any way. It doesn't even have to be financial. Just share the episode. Share the episode if you can.
If you like listening to these Hannahs, just, yeah, tell everybody you know.
Pretty much, dude.
And, yeah, you can also talk to me on I know we just spent like 10 minutes disparaging Twitter, but you can find a little pocket of only kindness and joy at Hanalyze Pod. That is where the podcast lives on Twitter. And it is mostly fun emojis and Sailor Moon GIFs.
And occasional web comics, if I... Yeah.
And occasional webcomics.
Oh, also, nice anyone quotes. Who's a Patreon of the podcast automatically becomes... Speaking of community, I'm such a fool. If you are a patron of the podcast, you automatically get invited to our Discord community in Heartopia. So if you want to have a social media feed that doesn't suck, join our Discord, bro. That's basically what it is. Today, I posted a really great little webcomic meme in Memes Landing, which is the name of our memes sharing channel.
Oh, that's such a good memes sharing channel name.
Isn't it brilliant? They really are quite clever. All right, everybody, we will see you next week for another wow groundbreaking episode of Hanalyze This. And I hope that this has been helpful, if not encouraging you to stop and pause and consider what intake is good for you. You know, you're allowed to not be constantly taking a crap. Anyway, I'm trying to figure a way out. I'll talk to you later.